At the 2003 Cattle Industry Convention, I'm visiting with John Ritter from Missouri, Marthasville, in fact. And John, you are one of the Joint Nutrition and Health Subcommittee members, one of the many meetings taking place here. Tell me a little bit about what you saw, learned, and did today.
Well, today in our meeting in the Joint Nutrition and Health Subcommittee, we went over a lot of objectives and challenges that the industry face, as well as things we need to look at that we have benefits of beef consumption. So we kind of went over some key points and try to we'll try to narrow our focus on where to spend our dollars and emphasize when it comes to research and advertising in the future. That's mainly what we were geared towards. It kind of took a while to narrow things down. We broke down into small groups and came back with some ideas, and finally we were able to narrow them down. So,
well, I know we've heard here how important it is for today's consumer to get more information. They're actually information hungry about the food they eat and where it was raised, how it was raised, and prepared and all that. That seems to be something that would tie right into the kind of messaging things you need to work on, right?
Yeah, you bet. There's some really good information out there on some research that's actually been completed that we can kind of tie into with a lot of this. With the BOLD diet, that's a big part of it, and a lot of research done on the 29 lean cuts of beef. And so we've sure got a good starting point on as far as research goes. A lot of the challenges is communicating it to the public. And another thing we try to, we all kind of agreed on is getting that information to health professionals in order to let them see and understand the benefits of beef consumption.
So I know I've seen a number of my Missouri friends here. You got a pretty good delegation here at this convention?
Yeah, I think we do. We've got several people from the Missouri Beef Industry Council, and then several others, and you know, from the other side, our policy side, the Cattlemen's Association. So I think we're pretty well represented here today. You bet.
So at this meeting, I know it's just a lot of the grassroots working to, like, the committee that you serve on here. Anything else about this meeting that you're hoping to kind of take away back home to Missouri?
Well, there's always the networking, the people you meet, and the things you learn about their operations and production practices. And there's a lot of time gets spent in between meetings where we probably learn just as much or more than during the meeting. But certainly a good chance to network with people throughout the country.
Well, it seems like we got a great one going on here in Tampa, Florida. Thank you very much, John Ritter, with Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.